Time now for our League of Women Voters feature. Maria Isley, the president of the Duluth League of Women Voters, joins us this morning on the phone. Hey, Maria, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, you will be no doubt heartened to hear that there are at least three debate-watching parties going on in the Northland, and that's just public events. There's no telling how many people have their own events going on. There is debate bingo at the Red Herring this evening. There's a presidential debate viewing party that MPIRG is throwing here on campus, and TED at Teatro debate night. They've got music beforehand, and then they'll watch the debate, and then they'll have the opportunity for folks to kind of talk about it a little bit. So people are definitely getting into the spirit of politics of some sort or another, and that's got to be heartening for the League of Women Voters.
Oh, most definitely. We like to hear engaged, and it sounds like they're nice, fun, festive events, and that's what it can be all about, too. So,
well, it's not particularly difficult to make the political scene this year fun. I'm just saying. I mean, you hit a certain point where you just have to say, I have to have fun with this, I guess.
It probably will help a lot.
You bet.
These last few days, so.
Now, there was a Women in Politics event recently. Tell us how that went.
It went wonderfully. We really wanted to recognize the women that have served, especially in this area. You know, it's disheartening to see how few women there are actually serving on the national level. And we know that there are a lot of women that are active and doing that and taking the time and energy to serve in that, especially in the local offices here. So we worked and compiled a list of the city councilors, the school board members, and county commissioners. And then we actually, of course, had our first female mayor as our elected official. So it was just a way to recognize them and celebrate them, and also just to perhaps show other women that, it is possible, it can be done, it's exciting, it's engaging. And so it was just a nice social gathering that we had.
Now, the league has some upcoming candidate forums coming up in addition, and we can direct people, of course, to the League of Women Voters website where they can find additional information on that. But I'm really interested in the league's voter guide. What's the purpose of that? Because the league is a nonpartisan organization.
It's really another tool for people to find out more about the candidates that are running. You know, we kind of get the little blurbs about, on ads and websites. But, to hear it, to kind of hear it from their voices, I think is all that much more important and crucial. And not everybody can make it to the candidate forums where people can ask questions. But our questions, too, are very, they're nonpartisan-based. So it's kind of a nice general overall view for people to make their own decisions and make their own interpretations of that of the candidates themselves. So this is an effort that our league has done. It used to be done on a national, statewide, and funding got cut. But we realized that it's an important tool to have. And so what we're really pleased about is that it is available on our website. And you can get the full guide. It's 76 pages. But you can now. It also is broken out into districts or in regions, so people can figure out who their candidates are and just read that information about that.
There is a lot of wonderful information available, and the league is using their website more and more. And there are so many helpful links and so much helpful information and contact people and ways that people can get in touch with other people. And so that's really exciting. You've got a bunch of events coming up. Today's the 19th, so it's the District 17 and 7B Forum coming up. And then 7 and 7A Forum coming up. And if you're kind of interested in the league and the work they're doing, there's a new member meet and greet. Tell me about the community listening session that's coming up on the 29th.
We're actually a partner with that. So it is, it's actually put on by the 6th District, so 6th Judicial District. On that. So, but it's a chance to meet judges. And that was another important feature of our voter guide is that, there aren't there isn't that much information about the judges that run. And when I looked at my ballot, I was amazed at how many judges I had to vote for. And, you know, usually it's just the one candidate. But I think that the judicial races are one of the most important races and one of the ones that aren't really talked about or known about. And yet they affect the community. They can impact the community greatly. So I think this is a good way, another good way for people to have a conversation face-to-face and hear it from their own voices. And that will be happening on Saturday the 29th at the Denfeld High School from 10 to 11.
Okay. I'm sorry, Maria. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. It was great to talk with you. Thanks.
Oh, thank you. Have a good day and happy voting.
Oh, thank you too, Maria.
Bye.
Maria Isley is the president of the Duluth League of Women Voters. Check out this story on our website at KUMD.org. You can look for it under the League of Women Voters feature, and we'll get some links set up to help you find the information we talked about this morning.